From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, even though Ankara closed its crossing point and it is not clear if anyone would be allowed to enter Turkey. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the civil war began nearly 5 years ago. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, though, Britain and Sweden see the ruling very differently.
For Julian Assange, it was a moment of vindication. Still fearing arrest, he spoke from inside the Ecuadorian embassy where he has been holed up.
The lawfulness of my detention, or otherwise, is now a matter of settled law.
Sweden, which wants him on allegations of rape, and Britain disagree. The UN ruling is not legally binding, and Britain says Assange was not detained, but sought refuge on his own accord here at Ecuador's embassy. He still faces arrest in Britain, investigation for rape in Sweden, and a grand jury probe in the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
This is VOA News.